come on, come on.
Oh, all right, welcome to our podcast, Real Clear. I'm Brad.
And I'm Brian.
Hey, and welcome back. Today we have back on the podcast, the Ninja Master, Don Tennyson. And we're so excited. We got a lot of more information to share with him. And we're excited. A lot of great information. So let's get to it.
Absolutely. We're going to find out more from Don about how do you pick a realtor. So Don, take it away.
If you're looking for a good realtor, ask some questions. Does that realtor have a plan for communicating with the buyer or the seller before, during, and after the transaction? What has a tendency to happen with part-time realtors or hobbyist-type realtors is the communication is fantastic during the transaction. But then once the closing happens, it's like, well, now we just move on. A really good realtor is committed to you for the lifetime of how long you live in that property. And those are the kinds of questions we think you should be asking. Well, what's your plan? Let's talk about before. Let's talk about during. Let's talk about after. That really is important. You know, especially in today's market, guys, where there's still in most areas of the country fairly common multiple offer type situations. And Right. Those get complicated. If you're a buyer, you better have a realtor who knows their stuff that can help you with some ideas on how to be the most effective offer. If there are four or five offers, you want to win that if you possibly can. And if you're a seller, you're sitting there with three or four offers. Brian, as you mentioned, it's not just about the price. There's actually five key components to a contract that we need to pay attention to, and a good realtor will help you with that. So those five things, the price is certainly one. The terms of the deal, down payments and deposits and earnest money and that sort of thing, really important. The dates and deadlines are critical. Oftentimes, sellers will pick a buyer that has a lower price, but the dates match up exactly with what that seller wants. So those can be important. What's going to be included? What's going to be excluded in the contract? And then any contingencies. So those five things, and a hobbyist or an amateur realtor will only focus on price. That kind of a conversation is really helpful.
Hey, what a great podcast, man. This guy really knows his stuff. And to be known as that trusted advisor, Brian, you know, it's invaluable. And I love talking with Don Tennyson.
Yeah, I 100% agree. And everyone should know, and we reiterated this the first time in the first part of his interview, but, you know, in the training that Don does for realtors, it's focused completely on the consumer, the buyer, the seller. It's really designed to help us as realtors say, look, it's not about us as realtors. It's right. about getting our clients what they need at the moment. And that's what I love about it. And obviously his words of advice are great for anyone who's going to be buying or selling a home, no matter whether you've not done it at all or whether you've done it a few times, but it may have been a while and you need some refresher courses.
Yeah. And really, like, it comes down to, we talked about it in the Ninja class, but it's mindset, you know, and, you know, having the right mindset. And one of the quotes I really like was, the most valuable gift I have to offer is myself. So I love that one.
I do too. And just a note, you know, Brad, you and I go to lunch a lot, and every time we go to a restaurant or whatever, the server comes up and looks at Brad and says, he's got a ninja mindset.
Watch out. He's a black belt. He's a black belt at real estate.
Exactly. Hey, there's some good music going on in the background. Who is that?
Yeah. So Rambler Kane, Jacksonville's own Rambler Kane. On Your Line is the name of the song. We love it. And he's got a new album coming out, you know, here in May, and excited to hear about that.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've got his information up on the screen. So if you want to reach out to him via email, you can even call him or text him. I'm sure he'd love to hear from you because it's good stuff. It's one of those things where you may be able to talk to a star in the making before he's a big star. And how many of us get that chance? So that's
exactly.
Cool.
I was reading his bio a little bit. So he was working and he got tired of working. He quit his job to pursue his music career. And I think it's well suited for him. It was a good decision.
Yeah, no question. He's really good, and good luck to him in the future. I hope he does well, and he's already making Jacksonville proud, and I hope he continues to do that. Yeah. Hey, one quick thing back on the realtor deal and choosing a realtor. You know, this whole question of should I do for sale by owner if I own a home, or should I use a realtor? And, you know, I think a lot of people believe that if we're realtors, then we automatically think everybody should use a realtor. And I don't
really,
for me,
maybe that's not
necessary. Yeah. Right. And so let's talk for just a second about who should go for sale by owner versus who might want to consider an agent. And from my way of thinking, and I'd love to get your thoughts as well, but if you're someone who's bought and sold a lot of property over your lifetime, or recently you've been involved in the process, you kind of understand how the transactions work. And more importantly, if you have someone that you might be able to call on, especially for legal advice, if you've got an attorney, someone like that who can help you navigate through the process, then for sale by owner may be right for you.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. It's not for everybody. We hear a lot of horror stories. I mean, there's people that have had some really bad experiences as well. There was a lady in St. John's that, you know, her title got held up for $20,000, and there's some fraud. So there's some reasons, obviously, to have somebody to protect you from that. But as you said, a lot of people who have done it, you know, many times and really understand the process, you know, go for it. I mean, you can save some money. Just make sure that you've got that lawyer, you know, or somebody to reach out to.
Yeah. I mean, for me, it comes down to two things. It's first, the consideration that, hey, this is, if not the largest, very close to the largest money transaction you will ever do, assuming you don't buy another home. So you have a lot at stake. So you need to consider that. But the other thing is, buying and selling property, there are a lot of legal items that you need to consider and need to adhere to.
Right.
And there's no wiggle room for that. And as realtors, we are trained very well in that whole process. And if there are things that we are not 100% sure of, we have people within our organizations who will seek and find the correct answers. So we can be really good advisors. That's our job. Yep. So for me, if you're going to consider for sale by owner, or you're going to consider doing an agent, it's about, am I willing to risk this financial amount that that's part of the transaction? And do I feel comfortable enough that I can guide myself through the legal process? And that's really what it comes down to.
Yep, exactly. Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. One other quick thing, and that is regarding contingency offers. You know, a lot of times when you are looking for a home, you might have to sell your home before you can buy another one.
Right.
But you go look and you find one you like, and so you want to make an offer, but you do it as a contingent offer, which means that you have to sell your house first before you can close on the one you want to buy. And a lot of people do that. I mean, that's a very common thing. Yep. But there are a few things that you may want to consider. And the first thing is, how does that look to a seller, right? I mean, if you're a seller, Brad, how do you feel about a contingent offer?
Well, it depends. I mean, do I need to move right now? You know, I mean, that's probably the biggest thing. If I've got some time and, you know, whatever my situation is, it may work out really good for me for that contingent, you know?
Yeah. So it's not like you should never do it. It's just that you have to be understanding enough that some sellers would be fine with it, and others need to go ahead and close and are not going to be too keen on it. And so they may insist, if they accept your offer, that they have an easy out if somebody else comes along and offers something that's not contingent. So just some things to think about when you're doing real estate transactions.
And obviously with that, I mean, you talk to your mortgage advisor as well, because there's bridge loans. There's ways around some things too, to maybe make that work without that contingency too.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I think we've had a great podcast today. This has been really good stuff.
Yeah,
we'll hear some more from Don Tennyson, and we have a lot of other great guests that are lined up. including people from the mortgage industry, including inspectors, including somebody who runs an irrigation company and is going to come in and tell you how to program your electronic irrigation box. Because I can tell you, I've had a lot of trouble with that. And we've got lots of other great people too, but it's all part of Real Clear, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Listen, Brad, it's been fun on this one. Can't wait till we do another one. So with that, I'm going to sign off. I'm Brian.
And I'm Brad.
And this is
Real Clear.
Clear. Exactly. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you.
On Your Line by Rambler Kane is used by permission, and it's available on Apple iTunes and at RamblerKane.com. That's RamblerKane.com.